question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we are back. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I certainly appreciate you tuning in today. Before we focus on a leader in luxury travel with the CEO of Virtuoso, Matthew Upchurch, in our Chief Travel Leader segment, if you're thinking of taking an ocean cruise, Princess has asked us to remind you about five great reasons to cruise with them. They offer the best cruise line itineraries, immersive shore excursions, exclusive discovery at sea activities, fresh, authentic culinary experiences, and memorable celebrations. Check out Princess.com to learn more and find special offers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Virtuoso and luxury travel are about as synonymous as things can be. The Travel Network has over 800 agency locations and nearly 18,000 advisors in 50 countries or so. Matthew Upchurch is the chairman and CEO of Virtuoso and leads what many consider to be the best when it comes to luxury travel agencies. For our latest exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview, we've invited Matthew to join us to take his pulse of the luxury travel marketplace, learn some of his passions for travel, and if time permits, what he thinks travelers want most today.
Hello, Matthew. Thanks for your time and joining Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader interview.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, so I'm going to start off with this. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since, frankly, a really early age. I've built two successful companies over the years, and travel is actually something that brought Mary and me together back in 1993, and, you know, here today we find ourselves hosting the top travel radio show in the country. I share that with you because you've certainly built an impressive global travel enterprise, and you've positively impacted the lives of many over the years. So when did you know that travel was your future, Matthew, and what is it in your life that maybe stoked those passions for travel?
Well, I got it honestly because my father was a pioneer in the travel industry, and you know, a lot of us joke in the travel industry that it gets in your blood. Well, it literally was in my blood. My father was one of the founders of the United States Trappers Association. He was one of the first people to do innovative things that we don't today would seem silly, like putting in air conditioning units on motor coaches in Europe. For the first person ever did that, he really was the first operator to open up significant travel to Africa in the 60s and 70s. And so I grew up in a travel family, and the love of travel. And, you know, I have a son turning 13 here in a few days, and another one that's 9, and a daughter that's about to graduate from the Sorbonne in Paris, and they all have it. And I think it's the ultimate education, and I'm grateful every single day that I had the opportunity to have that exposure and just to really understand what travel means on a personal and a global and societal level.
Right. Well, I think the air conditioners on the buses, a lot of us listening would say that's not silly. So thank you so much to your dad for that. It's those little details that are so important. So let's talk about luxury travel. You know, I think when a lot of people hear luxury travel, they may think it has to be expensive or it's crafted for the few rather than the many. But luxury travel really is evolving in terms of experience, value, demographics. In the digital world we have today, when I think of luxury travel, I think it brings people together. I'd love to know what your perspective is on luxury travel.
Yeah, you know, that is actually one of the things that we sometimes, I hate just using the word luxury because it pigeonholes people immediately in their head that it's just for the elite, et cetera. For me, I like to call it luxury and experiential, but really what it's a lot about, it's really about bespoke. It's really about being able, you know, my roots came from what's called in the industry FIT travel, so foreign independent travel, and the ability to create itineraries that are custom-made based on people's desires, et cetera, and really focusing, you know, on what it is that each individual customer, what the family, et cetera, what they want to do. And in many cases, you know, it is a combination of incredible, beautiful places, but then also it's about authenticity, and it's about not being cookie cutter. And so I think it's you know, there's some elements today of luxury and experiential, which is, you know, access, authenticity, exclusivity, meaning that you're in places that do have a limited amount of space, or private access, you know, being able to see the Sistine Chapel, you know, by yourself with your family instead of literally being, you know, super crowded. And so I think that the perspective of how this has evolved is really more around the personalization of what's important to the client. And as I've always said, you know, representing obviously these amazing travel advisors around the world, it's not about the value of the trip. It's about whether you value the collaboration with the advisor to create these very special experiences.
All right, I want to ask you about the industry a little bit. You know, last week I opened our live broadcast discussing with Mary and Rudy a LinkedIn study that identified the top 50 companies that people most wanted to work for in the U.S. And frankly, I was surprised and a bit disappointed to see that only four in the top 50 had any connection to the travel world. They were NBC Universal, which, you know, could be a stretch, Walt Disney Company, Uber, and Airbnb. Noticeably missing, Matthew, you know, are companies like American or Delta Airlines or Carnival Corporation or Expedia or Marriott or Hilton or even Virtuoso. So the travel industry is such a terrific place to work. It's lucrative. It has direct influence on so many people's lives. Clearly, there needs to be a better job promoting the industry, but I want to know if you were surprised to hear that as I was, and any suggestions on ways that we can help attract more people to the travel world?
Well, luckily, I mean, I don't think there's probably a more lower man on the totem pole than what travel agents were considered, what their reputation was, let's say, in the late 90s. And I think that one of the things that's interesting is that this is, if you really kind of elevate this discussion, it really starts with one of my personal frustrations in that most people actually don't even understand the magnitude of the travel and tourism industry. And I think the first part becomes where they don't understand that, you know, they think of the airline industry or the cruise industry or the hotel, hospitality, et cetera. Well, we are the most interconnected industry in the world. And then when you start to talk about some of the numbers and the seriousness of it, I think there's a lot of politicians, the media, so on and so forth, that don't give travel and tourism its due. We're members of the World Travel and Tourism Council.
Sure.
That's constantly trying to put out those numbers. I mean, we just saw that right now some of the strongest job growth in the world is coming from the travel and tourism sector. You know, sometimes I sound like I'm running for Miss Universe when I also say not only is it incredibly important and a serious industry from its economic impact, but it's also really one of the most important industries for world peace and understanding and people getting to know each other and
right.
all these kinds of stuff. We can't live in a world where 1% of the population produces what the other 99% are supposed to consume.
Yeah, I could not
absolutely.
Agree with you more.
It opens people's eyes. All right, let's go back to Virtuoso. You know, you're involved in so many areas of the travel world. I'd love to get your thoughts on what's on trend. Is it multi-generational travel? Every time I open a magazine or watch the Travel Channel, I see food shows and food tours. Is it river cruising, ocean cruising? What are you seeing in hearing out there on trend?
Well, first of all, I think multi-generational has been hot for quite some time, but it's interesting. One of the new sub-trends inside multi-generational is a term that was coined by one of our members called skip-gen travel. And skip-gen travel is where the grandparents are taking the grandkids and leaving the parents behind. So instead of being multi-generational, the parents are being left behind, and the grandparents are taking the grandkids.
I need our grandparents to do that, or my kids' grandparents to do that. Yeah.
You know, and to give you, what's really cool, I mean, some amazing stories. I mean, we have there's a very good client of one of our members who literally gathered her grandkids, and it's a fairly affluent family, and literally said in no uncertain terms, yes, I have money. Yes, you're going to get some, and I've set up something for you. Mm-hmm. But over the next, as long as I can, I'm going to fund an annual trip, and this is going to be part of my legacy to you. Mm. And she literally funds an amazing trip every year that the family comes on, and I love the fact that she made that such an important part of their family culture. Not only to become a world citizen, understand the world they're going to live in. But in those moments that they travel together, there's conversations that go on amongst the family members that just don't happen on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got only 40 seconds left with you. I'm going to ask you really quick, you know, where are you working to lead the company in the years ahead?
Well, I think my most important thing is I want to be fully global. We're now in 45 countries. And I think the thing that I'm the most proud of what we've accomplished over the last 18 years is the fact that being a travel advisor has become a hot new career. I mean, you know, 18 years ago when we changed our mission statement to do that, you know, it was exactly a low man on the totem pole, and now we've got people in all kinds of professions becoming travel advisors and really helping orchestrate people's dreams.
Well, and travel is so impactful. Matthew, listen, thanks for your time today. We enjoyed the conversation. You're always welcome back anytime you want to be on the show.
I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matthew. Take care.
All right, folks. Matthew Upchurch, a clear visionary, entrepreneur, and success story in travel. Virtuoso.com, they do a great job out there with all their agencies.
They certainly do, yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to pause for a quick break. And a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. You can also find us on LinkedIn now as well. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.